Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Rutger Bregman's. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel uncomfortable in a good way, or just uncomfortable?
Both, honestly. It's one of those books that challenges the whole script we've been handed about what success looks like. Bregman says we have plenty of ambition in the world, but it's aimed at the wrong goals, money, fame, power, instead of actually making things better.
Right. And his central claim is that many of the most talented people are wasting their potential on trivial or even destructive problems. A brilliant mind optimizing an algorithm to sell more shoes when they could be working on the climate crisis.
Exactly. He argues that society actively steers talent away from meaningful work and toward lucrative work. The incentives are totally misaligned. A hedge fund manager makes millions, while a schoolteacher or a climate scientist gets modest pay and lower status.
It's like we've built a system where it's rational to be selfish and irrational to be moral. That's a pretty damning diagnosis.
It is. But Bregman doesn't just diagnose, he offers a solution. He calls it moral ambition, and it's about pursuing careers that align with your values, even if it means earning less or sacrificing status.
And he's not asking people to be martyrs. He argues that a life dedicated to purpose is actually more fulfilling than one dedicated to accumulation. The whole hedonic treadmill thing, chasing money and status, leaves you empty.
Yeah, and he cites research that people in meaningful jobs are happier, healthier, and more resilient. But our culture constantly tells us the opposite, so we have to unlearn those messages.
The book is full of examples. A lawyer who gave up a partnership to work on human rights. A scientist who turned down a pharma job to research neglected tropical diseases. These aren't saints. They're ordinary people who made a choice.
And that's what makes it powerful. They face the same pressures we do, but they decided their ambition would be directed towards something larger. And they're not miserable, they're energized.
One of the most provocative points is that moral ambition requires a willingness to be unpopular. The abolitionists, the suffragettes, the civil rights activists, they all went against the grain.
Right.
Bregman says, we have to learn to tolerate disapproval. We're social animals who crave acceptance, but if we want to be truly ambitious, we have to stand up for what we believe in even when it's not popular.
That's hard. I mean, who wants to be the person everyone rolls their eyes at?
But he argues that the alternative is worse, a life of quiet desperation, working on things that don't matter, reaching the end and wondering what you did with your time.
He also talks about the culture of cool, how we've become too cynical and ironic. We're afraid to be earnest, to seem like we care too much. And he calls that a defense mechanism, a form of cowardice.
Yes. He says the world doesn't need more cool cynics. It needs passionate idealists. Moral ambition requires radical earnestness, dropping your defenses, and admitting you care.
And he gets into the psychology too. Why do we fail to act on our values? Bystander apathy, groupthink, conformity, our brains prioritize short-term rewards over long-term goals.
But he offers practical strategies. Start small, find allies, and practice gratitude. Moral ambition is easier to sustain in a community.
He also addresses privilege. He acknowledges it's easier to take risks if you have a safety net, but he argues privilege comes with responsibility. He calls on the elite to become traitors to their class and use their power to challenge the system.
That's a challenging message, but he delivers it with conviction. And he doesn't pretend it's easy. Moral ambition can be lonely, frustrating, and exhausting. But he says the risk of regret is greater than the risk of failure.
Yeah, the people who regret their lives most aren't those who tried and failed, but those who never tried at all. Moral ambition isn't a guarantee of success, but it is a guarantee of meaning.
And he ends with a call to action. He asks us to look at our own lives. Are we using our talents fully? Are we working on the most important problems? He doesn't expect everyone to quit their job tomorrow, but he wants us to start redirecting our ambition.
The thing I'm taking away is that we have a choice. We can follow the script society gave us, or we can write our own. And that choice is empowering.
Absolutely. And if you want to dive deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the bottom line, stop settling for a life that's merely successful and start striving for a life that's truly good. We'll see you in the next one.